Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. I think I was hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome, welcome, BSS Carolina's on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina's. And of course, chat with us on Periscope during the show. Joining me today for today's show is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot.
What's up?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. Call us, 919-943-2044. Join the show. Join in on the fun, man.
Absolutely. And don't forget, you can also, we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. It's the Attitude Era, baby. The new ABC.
The new ABC. That's right. The new ABC. We got a good show today. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about some NFL, a little bit of NFL talk today, some Major League Baseball, a little bit of that, and NHL, and NASCAR in Charlotte this weekend for the Coca-Cola 600. It is Speed Street started today in downtown Charlotte. Oh, we got a caller already? Oh.
All right, hello? Hello? Can you hear us? They hung up.
They hung up?
They hung up.
Try that call again.
919-943-2044. Please call the show. We'd love to talk to you, chit-chat with you.
That's your phone. Yeah, nobody's there now, right?
No, nobody's there now.
Right, you have to call it when they call back. But call back, we'll put you back on the air. Ooh, that's a little rough. But we got a lot of good stuff to talk about today. First and foremost, yeah, is that here?
I think.
There we go. Wait a minute.
There we go.
Is that better?
Yeah, we had the iPad up.
Yeah, that was on a little bit recording us. But anyway, we got a good show today. Let's talk about college football first. I wanted to talk about that real fast.
Okay.
Under Armour and UCLA agrees to a 15-year, $280 million apparel deal. Thoughts, and is it fair that players are not getting paid any of this money?
Well, congratulations, UCLA and Under Armour striking a deal. It wouldn't be fair if UCLA actually had a big time player that or players that you could think of that deserve to get paid. But I'm thinking of UCLA right now, football, basketball, all the sports. I can't name anybody from UCLA.
In football?
Yeah.
You just had two drafted.
Who?
Miles Jackson won.
Right, Miles Jackson.
Miles Jackson.
But he
won.
Ain't there now.
Well, I know, but you're talking about big time. I mean, football's been huge. Still, all the money that football brings in. I listen, I'm not – I'm that guy that, yes, If you're a college athlete, you're getting paid with your education. You're getting paid. I get that. But if these schools are making $280 million on apparel, I can get, you know, that maybe going towards their tuition or helping them with their room and board, something that could help them.
Well, then it's incumbent on the school to pay them because the school just received $280 million. Divvy it up against amongst some of the players. I don't. We know it's against NCAA rules right now, so the players, these student athletes won't see a single red cent. But they got to figure something out, man. I would like a little piece of that $280 million. 15-year apparel deal.
Breaking news. Art Briles is dismissed as football coach at Baylor.
We are not shocked. All the stuff that's been going down with Baylor over the past few months as far as, like, the sexual assault things from former players, you knew it was coming. Art Briles was a heck of a coach. He did a hell of a job down there at Baylor, but image is everything. And we can't go around having our school being tarnished and tainted because of actions of the football team. And that falls directly on the lap of the head coach. So somebody has to take the fall for this.
I totally, totally get clean house. This should have been done a while back. Clean. I'm talking about president, everybody. You ain't fixing the issue, you got to go. I hate to see anybody lose their job, but, dude, this Baylor situation has been going on for years, and nobody's fixed it. No one's done anything about it. It just keeps on coming. And I know there are allegations, but usually if there's an allegation, there's some truth in those allegations somewhere. And, you know, I hate to see anybody lose their job, but Art, you know, Briles was a really good coach offensively. He was definitely a very good offensive coach.
Definitely.
But the change had to be done. They already let go of the president, and the AD, I think, got let go as well. So you knew this was coming next.
They're cleaning the house. They're cutting ties.
But you know, at any university, dude, if you got a scandal or something like that, it's got to be – you have to clean house to
unless
restart
you're at the University of Louisville.
Well, nothing happened there.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
At Louisville.
No, but this was a big-time thing that had to be done. But, you know, he'll land at another university somewhere.
Oh, definitely.
Because he's such a good recruiter.
He's a good recruiter. He's a great offensive mind. Any other school will be dying to have him. No question.
Just hope they're more
They might have to stay away for like a year or two, like they did with Bobby Petrino. But I'm sure our Art Briles phone will be ringing off the hook very soon.
Oh, yeah. I'm positive of that. I agree with you. Let's go real fast. I wanted to know your top five teams right now going into – we're about 98 days away from college football season. So you got five teams, top five teams for me?
LSU. Alabama, Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State. And let me give Michigan some love, too. Michigan is going to be up there. They definitely have brought some pieces back as well. I just don't have a lot of respect for the Pac-12. I'm sorry. I know Stanford brought back most of their pieces, and Christian McCaffrey is going to be a Heisman candidate, and Stanford is always good. But we know the SEC, the Big Ten, and Florida State out of the ACC always seem to do it right. Notre Dame is going to be good as well. Let me not forget Notre Dame. And let me think of there's any other team. I still feel like it's going to be LSU who's got to be the number one team in America, right? Them or Clemson? Maybe more so Clemson.
Bond's going to be a little bit different. I'll say number five, Michigan. Number four, Ohio State. Three, three Stanford, McCaffrey in the Pac-12. I'll give them some love. And LSU, Alabama. No, I ain't got Clemson up there, do I?
You got to put Deshaun Watson up
there.
Yeah,
no, I'll put – actually, yeah, let me go back. Michigan, Ohio State. Actually, I'm going to drop Ohio State. I'm going to put Stanford, hell yeah, Ohio State. I think Ohio State 6, Stanford 4, Alabama 3, LSU 2, Clemson number 1.
And, I mean, this year I feel like more so than any other year, college football is wide open. There can be a team that comes out of nowhere playing for the national championship this year.
This year?
Yeah. I know LSU is strong, Clemson strong, but
there's a lot of good favorites at the top. I could see Michigan sneaking into the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Notre Dame sneaking in.
Absolutely.
But besides that, dude,
Florida State can sneak in because Florida State always has the recruits. It's going to depend on their quarterback play. We'll see what they get out of their second year, the guy for the second year.
Well, early favorite for a national title, then. Who's the early one?
Clemson, LSU. I know it's chalk, but those teams are bringing back the most studs. I think Harris is going to have an outstanding year, his second year starting under Cam Cameron and that offensive system. And we know Leonard Fournette probably is going to be one of the top three players taken in next year's NFL draft. And then Mr. Deshaun Watson. The Cleveland Browns have it there. Well, they'll have the number one pick again, and they will take that kid to hopefully resurrect their future.
Right now, I hate to say it, but Clemson right now, and they lost a lot on defense as they do every year. They lose some good defensive players every single season, but they just reload.
And all their offensive talent came back.
Right.
And that was the biggest thing.
So, biggest is their defense, but they got a very good defensive coordinator in Venables.
They get to play in the ACC.
Right.
So, you're going to get more weeks off than you have to go face good opponents. Of course, you're going to play Florida State. Of course, you're going to play Notre Dame again. You got to have them on your schedule. North Carolina's probably going to be good again, somewhat good.
And your toughest game really is going to be Auburn at beginning year.
Yeah.
That and the ACC championship games. That's your two tough games.
And Florida, okay. At Florida State, too.
Right.
At Tallahassee is always tough.
Yeah. All right, they got three tough games all season.
Are they playing Notre Dame again? Are they playing in South Bend this year? Because I know they played down in Death Valley last year. Are they playing in South Bend? Because if they play in South Bend, that would be another tough game for them.
Let me see their schedule here. They've got Auburn, Troy, South Carolina State. South Carolina State?
South Carolina State.
What? Georgia Tech, at Georgia Tech, home to Louisville, at Boston College, home to NC State, at Florida State the next week, Syracuse, Pitt at home, Wake Forest, and South Carolina at home.
Okay.
So, no.
No, South Bend this year.
But, I mean, you look at the schedule, really, Florida State, Georgia Tech, maybe. It's a Thursday night game. Auburn.
The Louisville game intrigues me. Bobby Petrino and that Louisville offense. Petrino is at Louisville, isn't he?
Yeah, he's back there again.
And that quarterback, he got a nice quarterback, and I think his second season he's really going to shine. That should be a good game. That should be a damn good game.
But, yeah, I'm like you. I think that those would probably be the best two teams fighting out all year. LSU, of course, got Wisconsin, Jacksonville State.
You got to have some cupcakes up there, man, because they play in the SEC West.
At Auburn, home to Mizzou, at Florida, home to Southern Miss, home to Ole Miss, home to Alabama again, but you know Alabama always plays good there. At Arkansas, South Alabama, at Texas A&M. So that's their schedule.
I mean, whew, you hear that lineup. It's wow.
Yeah, they got lineups, man.
It's pretty brutal. And let's not forget the SEC championship game. But we know the SEC East is nowhere near what the SEC West is.
Absolutely. So, moving on from college football, let's talk about some NFL NFL action and stuff. Give me your top five quarterbacks as of right now from last year. Go ahead, put him number five.
Number five.
You put him number five.
Ben Roethlisberger. Number four, Russell Wilson. Number three, Cam Newton.
Oh, okay.
Number two, Aaron Rodgers. And number one, as much as I can't stand this guy, and I know he's damn near 40, Tom Brady.
Really? You got Tom Brady number one?
Tom Brady is Mr. Consistent. I know what I'm going to get from Tom Brady week in, week out. And if he has just enough time to unload the football, he's still the most accurate passer of the football. 20 yards and down, 20 yards or more, that's Ben Roethlisberger. But everywhere else on the field is Tom Brady.
All right. I get you on that. I understand. Number five for me, Drew Brees. Still had an unbelievable year last year. 32 touchdowns, 11 picks, over 4,000 yards, almost 5,000.
He gets that in his sleep, doesn't he?
Yeah, every year, man. I mean, you know, and look at the talent around him. No offense, Cooks is good there, but sleepy 4,800 yards.
But having the same coach for the last 10 years has been really beneficial for Drew Brees.
Coming from – we're going from last year to right now, heading into this season, I got to say Carson Palmer, number four. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had over 4,600 yards, 35 touchdowns, 11 picks.
He was awesome.
I mean, dude.
He was awesome.
He was second, you know. Number three, that's tough. Man, I really don't.
The top 10 quarterbacks in the league are really good. Outside of the top 10, it's a drop off.
Right.
Huge drop off.
Man, if he didn't throw so many picks, I'd put him three. I can put him up. I'll put him up there anyway. Blake Bortles, number three.
Ooh, what?
35 touchdowns, 18 picks, 4,400 yards.
They were under 500.
We're not doing most valuable players. We're doing top quarterbacks from last season to this season.
He played in the AFC South.
We're doing top quarterbacks from last season to this season, right? It doesn't say what division you play in.
Blake Bortles.
I'll put Blake number three. He, I mean, dude, 3,500 yards. I mean, 4,400 yards.
He had a good season.
He had a really good season. And you can only, the only bad thing, he had 18 picks. I mean, but that's, you know, Phillip Rivers had 13. Matt Ryan had 16. We can forgive it because he had 35 touchdowns. Okay. Number two, it's easy. Cam Newton, number two. And just an amazing season. Number one's Tom Brady. I mean, you can't go.
No Aaron Rodgers in your top five?
Damn, did I forget Aaron Rodgers?
You put Blake Bortles in there.
Carson Palmer will slide him out. Aaron Rodgers, number five. Actually, I'll put Bortles number five. I'll put Aaron number three. There you go.
Okay.
All right. And Aaron Rodgers missed a weapon last year.
Absolutely, and he still had a tremendous
31 touchdowns, 8 picks, 3,800 yards. He should have more than that, passing yards.
It would have been more if Jordy Nelson would have been available.
Absolutely, which he will be back this year. All right, top five running backs last year to right now.
Running backs. Let's see. Number five. Let's go. This is tough, man. I'm trying to think of all the running backs, and there were so many injuries and things going on with the running back positions. Number five. Let me go Doug Martin, Tampa. Number four, let's go. Wow. Number four had to be Chris Ivory.
Right.
From last year.
Who's now in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I was in Jacksonville, so hopefully he'll help them out.
Over 1,000 yards rushing, too.
Number three.
Running backs are tough, man.
Absolutely tough. Because I know who 2 and 1 are for me. Can I skip number three?
If you want.
I'm going to skip number three. Okay. Number two is Todd Gurley. And number one, of course, is Adrian Peterson. The old man is still consistent in doing it. Le'Veon Bell. I know he got hurt. I know he got hurt. But he's still better than the majority of the running backs. And he's back.
I'm not putting him up there because he ain't back yet. And he was out all season. I'm going to go number five, Devontae Freeman. Over 1,000 yards, 11 touchdowns. The dude had an amazing first half of the season. Number four for me, Darren McFadden. Over 1,000 yards rushing, and no one's really talked about it. The only bad thing with him, he only had 3 rushing touchdowns.
And he's about to be the third option.
That's right. So I better put him up there when I can. He's going to be a second option. Ty Gurley, number three. Amazing year. Only is going to get better. Doug Martin, 2, and AP, number 1. That's our top 5 running backs this year. We'll wait to do the top. Next week on the show, we'll do one player for each team that has to step up this season. And we'll go through the whole NFL. Let's go into real fast before we go to Dummies of the Week. NFL gives Atlanta 2019 Super Bowl.
That's Super Bowl 53 if you're counting, guys. That's so huge. That is huge. The new Mercedes-Benz Super Stadium, I don't know exactly what they're calling it, with the roof that circles in to open and close. That's going to be really nice, man.
Dude, it looks crazy. Crazy good.
If Carolina is in it, I will be making my best, doing my best to be down there for it.
No matter if you don't go to the Super Bowl, at least go to the fan experience that goes on the week before the Super Bowl. It is worth it. It is totally worth it just to do that. Let's go into Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week. All right, you got any dummies?
Klay Thompson for his post-game interview after game 4, where the reporter asked them what they need to do to win a game against the Thunder, and he looked back and forth about 5-6 times. He looked really lost. Then he tried to look down at the stat sheet, and he was like, oh, dog, we had 40 assists. Oh, never mind. Scratch that. We only have 15 assists. We played like crap. Klay. You got to get your head out your shirt, man. Wake up. That's all I got this week, man. I thought that was hilarious.
I've got a couple. Yasiel Puig, base running error versus the Padres in the top of the ninth when A.J. Ellis bunted to bunt you to third with no outs, one out. You decided not to run. So
it was like doop doop
doop. He stood at him like, huh?
Doop 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 doop.
Then, 2 nights ago, you didn't run on a single. You just stood there and stared it down, and then you immediately got benched the rest of the game.
I don't know what's going on with Puig. He's off. He's zoning, man. He must be on like that liquid weed. It's destroying his brain or something. But yeah. I don't know.
Come on, man. You got to get it together. Derrick Henry's Titans footwork at Titans Camp. I don't know if you haven't seen it. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page. All of these stories are. Derrick Henry looks like Trent Richardson.
He is not nimble-footed. He was blessed to play behind the best offensive line in the country. And he was bigger than most defensive players on the opposite teams he was playing against. I don't know. I'm not sold on Derrick Henry.
Yeah, not a lot of people are right now. There was a guy at the Thunder game that had Protect Adams Kiwis painted on his chest.
I saw that.
If you didn't see it, it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. I'm like, dude, go get a shirt, man. Somebody need to protect your Kiwis because they flopping all over the place. Your man boobs. Your moves.
Your moves. The Bills GM, Doug Whaley, oh, goodness gracious, he said he doesn't think humans are not supposed to play in the NFL. Who is supposed to play? Robots?
Obviously.
And then he came and apologized yesterday that is part of the sport.
Well, you know, in the context of the story, that he was asked about Sammy Watkins, is he injury prone? And he, you know, he's defending Sammy. You know, like, Sammy only has missed 3 games in his career. You know, the NFL is a brutal sport, you know. And then it came out that humans aren't supposed to play football because of the contact and the collision. But just saying it, and, you know, our social media stuff now, we're going to run with it and say, boy, what is wrong with you? That's why he said it, though.
I get it. It's just you're a GM of a football team saying humans shouldn't be playing football.
Hello.
Those guys that you drafted and signed are going to look at you like, dude, really? Why am I here? The Cavs for allowing the Raptors to win 2 games. I'm putting you on the list just because you allowed the Raptors to win 2 games in this series.
The Air Canada, there's something special about the Air Canada Center in Toronto, man. They play really well there.
There's been nothing there in the last 30 years of this franchise. All of a sudden, they have something special in Canada.
They have 2 all-star guards at home. At home, they're very much all-stars.
They are. It's just at home, only at home. Malkin of the Penguins for hitting Lightning player in the groin with his stick, but Malkin did hit the Lightning player in the wrist. It was Ryan Donahue.
I saw the play.
Callahan, excuse me. Callahan.
I saw the play. The Lightning player rolled up on Malkin first and hit Malkin with his stick, and so Malkin just reacted and he swung his stick back. I'm like, dude, y'all aggressive out there on the hockey on the rink, on the ice.
It's just a wrong time to do it because we just had the Steven Adams and Draymond Green thing. So,
man, people enjoy crotch shots.
Oh, yeah. Minor league manager throws tantrum. If you've not seen it, check it out. It's on our Facebook page. It's pretty funny. He slides into second base to show them how safe the player was. It was great. He didn't do it once. He did it twice. So it was great. And he picked up the bag and punted it.
That hurts because those bags are heavy.
Right, and they don't move.
Exactly.
Lil Wayne and Birdman used to bet $10,000 on simulated Madden games.
Shoot. I would have liked to got in on some of that money.
Yeah, I can think other ways. Spelling Bee misspells contestants' name when they tweet them.
This is supposed to be the spelling bee. You can't be called out for misspells. And you were the official spelling bee. That's not cool.
They spelt the kid's name Mitchell Robinson, R-O-B-S-O-N, ooh, not Robinson.
R-O-B-S-O-N?
So it was actually
Robson.
Robson, yeah. I can understand that.
They
but
forgot
still.
To put in. I am.
But they forgot to do it right on their Twitter name. And that is all of our dummies of the week this week. Moving right on to our next little segment. Major League Baseball, real fast, is talking about new strike zone coming next year in baseball.
I like it, man. Make the strike zone smaller so pitchers have to try to put it over the plate more. The strike zone is so wide now. This can go below the knees, or you can get a strike up to your, like, nose or eyes. So let's try to rein it in a little bit, help some hitters out. So strikeouts are way up, and batting averages are way down.
Well, people don't hit anymore like they used to. We've talked about on the show. They go for the homer or, you know, there's no contact hitters anymore. Except Jackie Bradley Jr. By the way, he's got 29 game hitting streak for the Red Sox right now. We'll see how much farther it goes. Also, intentional walks, the pitcher will only have to pitch 1 pitch instead of 4. Thank goodness.
I thought it was just going to be a quick little sign, and he pitcher wouldn't even have to throw the ball. They would just award the best.
That's right, yeah. So you don't have to pitch anything. They just put them on first.
I mean, thank for goodness. Me, that's great because that messes up the rhythm of the pitcher having to just throw those balls and then try to refocus back into that strike zone. It's really tough.
It just – it doesn't – you don't need it. I mean, you know, it's something that is unnecessary. Real fast teams that are hot this week. Real fast Yankees 8-2.
Your boys Yankees, are good. Let's go Yankees.
Tigers 8-2. Pirates 7-3. Giants 9-1. On a roll. Teams that aren't on a roll. Blue Jays 3-7. Twins 2-8. Reds 1-9. Padres 3-7. And what is wrong with Matt Harvey? I was hoping Scotty was here today so he could answer that.
Seeing that he is the Mets fan, Mr. Eli, your guy's not healthy, man. The Dark Knight is not healthy. I think he threw his arm out last year in the series. He tried to go too hard, man. And that eight inning that he pitched, the two hits, two runs, where he should have been pulled maybe the inning before, they let him go out and give up the game time run. I think he injured himself there.
I think they should let him pitch to that first pitcher, but once he – that first hitter, once he walked that guy, because I thought he walked him or gave him a hit.
He did walk him.
He walked him. I would have pulled him as soon as he walked that guy, and they kept him going. So, but, yeah, he definitely looks – hopefully he gets healthy. I know he's a Mets pitcher, but it doesn't matter. I hope he gets healthy and everything.
They need to put him on the DL, man, and just let him try to rehab that arm.
Absolutely. Let's go into Sunshine, Players of the Week. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Do you have any sunshine?
Joey Logano, he won the NASCAR All-Star Race Saturday night. His teammate Keselowski came second. Way to go, Joey Logano. Won $1 million.
Wow.
That's a great day.
The second time he's won it.
Absolutely. And Andre Roberson, my 18th cousin, 17 points, 12 rebounds in game four. He has been tearing it up in these playoffs, man. Keep leaving him open. He's going to keep killing y'all.
Who needs to win a trip with Mike and Mike to the NBA Finals? We got your 18th cousin.
Man, I'm telling you, man, I'm going to have to hit him up for some ticks.
That's right, man.
Hey, Mike, I got 17 closer cousins.
Say, hey, man, we ain't talked in a while, but, you know, we
ain't never talked.
No, we talked before. You forget the family picnic we had. Nah. Real fast, some news on the new Hall of Fame for NASCAR. Benny Parsons, Rick Hendrick, Mark Martin, Raymond Parks, and Richard Childress. All into the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to those guys.
I heard them talking about this. You know, they put in 5 people a year. They're going to have to go to some kind of voting system or something soon because they're going to run out of people to put in this Hall of Fame every year.
Yeah, I was looking at Scott has some good points. The real Scott Ely has some guys that he thought should have got in ahead of them. Hopefully he'll be here next week so he can talk a little bit more about it. Nate Robinson scored 46 points for Tel Aviv in a playoff game. Nate Robinson still putting up the points.
He could always score.
Yeah, he is. He's doing it. Thomas Davis, I know you would love to have this car. The coolest Cam Newton, even better than Cam Newton's car. If you haven't seen, there's the inside of it. Keep pounding in the door.
What kind of car is it? Is it El Camino?
Chevy Caprice, Chevy 1975. Caprice. Wow.
That's nice. Cow.
That's a nice car.
That is sweet.
So that's
TD doing it big.
Oh, yeah. Russell Westbrook, for his defense and offense in game four, the guy is playing on another level. I don't know about it, but he's one of my favorite players to watch now. I hated the way he played a couple years ago, but now it seems like he got it. Like, I need to play defense. I need to help my team be better. He's made the other guys around him better playing, not just Durant, but he's helped. Jackie Bradley Jr., 29-game hitting streak. How long will it go? 35?
Man.
Maybe?
Maybe. but not 56. 27 more games in a row, you think he's going to get a hit? I don't think so.
I'll say 40. I think he gets to 40.
I don't think he gets to 40. I think he'll start feeling the pressure if he gets to 30.
5'5" Porter Mayberry won the Dunk King and $100,000.
And if you didn't see the dunk, he jumped over Shaquille O'Neal. 5'5", jumped over 7'2" Shaquille O'Neal. This guy got springs.
If you have never seen any of Dunk King, go watch it. It's very interesting.
It's probably on TNT On Demand. You can probably watch it there.
Oh, yeah. And last but not least, Craig Sager to receive the Jimmy V Award at the ESPYs this year. Very well-deserved. Finally, ESPN, I know you're trying to make up from last year. You still got a ways to go.
Oh, yeah, for the
– for the – Kate. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't even say it.
I'm not. But Craig Sager definitely deserves this award for everything he's doing right now.
Sager strong, man. We love seeing Sags on the sideline, man.
Absolutely.
Stay healthy.
Moving on from that, Floyd Mayweather offers Conor McGregor, reportedly, $50 million for New Year's Eve fight. Thoughts?
What kind of fight would y'all have? It wouldn't be an MMA fight because Floyd don't want to get beat up. And it wouldn't be a boxing match because Conor would be whitewashed. Stop.
It would have to be boxing.
Stop. Floyd, you want to fight somebody, fight Triple G.
Fight a boxer.
Fight, get Manny Pacquiao to come back over to the States. People still pay to see that. I don't know, fight Canelo Alvarez again. Shoot, do something. Don't fight Conor McGregor. I want to see Conor McGregor fight Nate Diaz again. That's what I want to see. Shit.
Well, and supposedly Diaz has already said, go get your butt kicked because I'm going to fight you. I'll fight you after you do this fight or whatever.
If I'm Conor McGregor, give me $50 million. Hell yeah. I will box if you want to be boxing, if you want to box.
Here's what I don't get. What does this do? It just does nothing. Because if Floyd beats Conor in a boxing match, it would be like, okay, so?
We knew it was
going
to happen.
If Conor beats Floyd, Floyd's going to be like, well, darn, man. Your first time you lose a professional boxing match is to an MMA fighter. Really?
That has no footwork or no and doesn't have super hand speed. That I don't see that happening.
If you don't do this, do it for a charity. Don't do it because you'll get $50 million
each. He's doing it for the charity. He's doing it for the Conor McGregor charity. Floyd's doing it for the Floyd Mayweather charity.
Right, but I'm saying they're not doing
it. Fat in my pockets.
Right, fat in your pockets. Y'all should be fattening other people's pockets for watching this crap.
Ain't nobody I'm not paying for that crap.
No, I'm not paying for it either, too. I wouldn't either. But there will be people. You know there's going to be. They will sell it for $100 a pay-per-view.
Somebody
and
be they,
people will buy it. People will buy it. Just because, Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. But true boxing fans will not be like, really? But as a matter of fact, I'm going to try to get my buddy on the show because he does some
round for round. I want to see Floyd Mayweather fight my man Errol Spence Jr. If you haven't seen Errol Spence Jr. box, he's right at the welterweight limit. He's a little taller than Floyd, but tremendous hand speed, incredible punching power. It's a complete fighter. I'd rather see him fight this guy right here, right there. I would pay to see that.
Agreed. Absolutely agree on that one. I'm not interested for this fight to happen, though.
Not at all.
NHL playoffs. The Sharks won the series 4-2.
And that's who
else. And they're on to the final.
That's who else I meant to give Sunshine Award to. The San Jose Sharks, their first time in their franchise history, they are in the Stanley Cup Finals. And this is not a fluke. This is a very good hockey club. I don't watch hockey like that, but I've heard over the past few seasons that the Sharks have been knocking on the door. And this year they finally put it together. And they have a chance to win it all. The lift Lord Stanley's Cup.
Yeah. I'm glad I was hoping the Blues. Well, no. I was hoping Sharks would win, and we'll see. Game 7 of the Eastern Conference playoffs is tonight. The Penguins and Lightning tied at 2.
Come on, Lightning, ka-chow.
Lightning?
Come on, Lightning, ka-chow, man.
You don't want the Penguins to win?
I mean, the Penguins can win, too. It doesn't matter. I just like the Lightning sweater. I told you. I like their hockey sweater. The colors are awesome. The big bolt in the middle. Ka-chow.
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 It'll be interesting to see what happens there. The Coca-Cola 600 this weekend. Who you got?
I'm be rooting for my man, Brad Keselowski, BK. But I'm going to take a – if I'm putting money on it, I would say a Gibbs car will win. Look, watch out for Kyle Busch. He always runs well, man. Martin Truex Jr. has a shot. Kevin Harvick will be in the running, of course. But I feel like it'll be Kyle Busch or Carl Edwards. One of those two Gibbs cars will end up winning it.
Watch Kevin Harvick. I'm going to go with Kevin Harvick.
Okay.
Because I think that, you know, he's always big weekends here and can have a big one. Just hope we have a good race. And will you watch any of it?
I think I'll – when is it Saturday night?
Yeah.
I'll try to catch a little bit of it before I have to go to my third shift job.
Yeah, I'm going to try to catch some of it. We'll see.
Hopefully the weather isn't like it was last weekend.
That's for sure. Yeah, don't be a rain out or anything. All right, let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, two words this week. Did you get a chance to watch Madonna's tribute to Prince?
I didn't, but I heard it was pretty bad.
Why her? I know
she's
iconic.
She's an icon.
I know. I just.
And, you know, it was the BMAs, man. Who else were they going to get? BET tweeted out there. They saw it. They didn't approve. They're going to do something really big for the Prince tribute. So check out the BET Awards.
Oh, the BET? Good. Well, I hope they do. X-Men Apocalypse comes out.
Got to see. Did you go catch it last night?
Going tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
It's tonight. One of those must-see.
Absolutely.
Alice Through the Looking Glass.
I'll wait for rental. I like the original, the Alice in Wonderland. I like the first one with Johnny Depp and I don't know the girl's name that plays Alice, but I like that one. So this one looks pretty good too, and the graphics will be off the hook. Is Alan Rickman in this movie? Is he playing the butterfly, the blue butterfly? Because you know he was so. The voice of the caterpillar in the last one, and he turned into a butterfly.
I think he is, but I'm not sure. My two word, Tim Burton. I don't really care for Tim.
No?
Edward Scissorhands good. There's some movies that were good.
Sleepy Hollow was kind of creepy.
Batman, you know, but then, so just not my guy as far as director. Draymond Green hitting Adams in the groin.
Low blow, cheap shot, very intentional. Whichever two words you want to use.
Should be arrested. You don't hit a grown man like that.
Dude, you have violated bro code. Come on, dog. Come on, Draymond.
Seth Rollins comes back to WWE.
Finally returns.
Absolutely.
John Cena will be back soon.
Yep.
Monday night.
This week. And it's about time. I'm glad. About time, that's my two words. Let's go Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage. Bye, 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 bye.
got any?
Bon voyage to this week's episode of The Breakdown Sports Show. As always, thank you for joining us on Periscope. We wish y'all would call us, man. I'd love to hear some voices out there who's checking us out.
Call and leave messages, and we can hook you up and play it on the show.
Exactly.
We'll have to do that. And ever who called earlier, try again.
Please.
But, yeah, let's get some call-ins on the show and talk about what we want to talk about every week.
Even if you want to disrespect us and throw some shots and throw some shade, I'm happy to throw shade back. I don't take anything personally, and I got a little slick tongue.
That's right. Throw shade at me because, you know, I throw plenty of shade back. I am a big guy. So, next week on the show, if you want to call in, leave a message this week. One player from each NFL team that needs to step up.
Or just your season. Favorite NFL team. The player that you think needs to step up from your team.
Right. It can be your team. You don't have to give every single team. But the one player you feel like should step up this season, that will be the big question of the week next week. And don't forget, visit our website, breakdownsportsshow.com. There's a new poll up every week. This past week's poll was which team will win the NBA title. And right now it was the Cavs, I think, had one vote.
I didn't vote for them.
Yeah, we had one vote on that one.
Okay.
So.
The Cavs.
The Cavs. For me, real fast, did you have any more?
That's it.
For me, it was a couple. Spurs mascot stepped down. You shared that story the other day. And then another story from WWE. Cody Rhodes released from WWE, and his wife, Eden, also leaves, who was also the ring announcer. So both of them.
She was a ring announcer, one of them.
Yeah.
I thought it was Lillian Garcia. She's been doing that for years.
No, she actually is there. She'll be there for a while. She actually, there was a report she left, but her father was sick, so she took days off to be with him. Okay. But.
Sorry, Cody.
Shout out to Cody Rhodes, man. You're going to be
Stardust.
Definitely missed. No, we won't miss Stardust. But hopefully you will be back soon. We know you want to wrestle again. So,
unfortunately, you know, the WWE is in this new bring up their up-and-comers, their NXT guys, and cutting these heavy contracts from these veterans. Right. I mean, they're just like any other business.
Absolutely. But thank you for another great show today. Everybody on Periscope, you know, next show, it'll be next Thursday at 10 a.m. So come on, chat with us during the show, call in. We'd love to hear the feedback.
Happy Memorial Day, guys.
Absolutely. Happy Memorial Day. Have a great, safe Memorial Day weekend, you two and your family.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And, of course, as always, you can catch us everywhere.
Sports is life. Side piece.
Open up your gates, 'cause